trivia game, now trivia show, hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and Tim. Gentlemen, are you ready for Kind of Feudy?
What do you have bullshit Nintendo categories you have this week?
Give me the Nintendo categories, Blast. Let's go.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,600 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer that you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Greg says Skyrim and is number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It is round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round.
You have a question for
Andy
me.
Cortez, you have a question for me. You played this game 1,000 times. You got a question.
I thought I'd just get a bit more fanfare. Like, I'm the first official winner in the new studio of Kind of Feudy. Like,
it's fair. Andy Cortez is the reigning spare bedroom champ of Kind of Feudy. That is true.
First official.
So we're just going to throw away all the. We're going to throw away all the.
The new beginning. Yeah. New
I mean, has Greg won in the spare bed? I don't think you have.
He hasn't, no.
That is the patented Andy Cortez smoke.
He was real bad last week, actually.
Yeah, he lost terrible. Real bad.
Was that last week?
Turns out
was last week when they wanted a Kirby game, and I was like, Kirby, I don't know.
So, Andy, it is your game to lose. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. You know what, Andy? Since you're our reigning champ, I'm going to put you first on this last one.
How about that?
I'm going to put you first. All right, congratulations.
Seems like I asked for that a lot when we were doing it from home and I was winning all the time.
Greg, for that outburst, I'm going to put you last.
It's a new era, too. It's a new era.
Word person.
Get fucked.
How calm you fucked. Said that.
Fair enough.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 1, give me the name of someone Snake might speak to on a codec call. Give me the name of someone Snake might speak to on a codec call. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
He said, don't fuck it up, cheeseburger.
That's not on record.
Meryl.
Andy says Meryl. Andy Meryl is number 4. That's going to get you 20 points. Next up, Tim Geddes.
Otacon.
Great answer.
Tim
says number 1.
Says Otacon. Otacon is number 1. That'll get you 50 points. Greg Miller.
The Colonel.
Greg says the Colonel. Hold on. I'm doing too much.
It's a risk. It's a big. It's a gamble, but you know, I'm doing it.
Greg says the Colonel. Greg, that'll get you 30 points. That was our third most popular answer. That is Colonel
Glukovich.
Colonel Campbell.
Campbell, sorry.
We're back to Andy. There are 2 options left. There's our 40-point option and our 10-point option.
Mei Ling?
Andy says Mei Ling. Mei Ling is not on the list.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Tim, we're back to you.
Oof.
You know him. You know them both. Vulcan Raven. The DARPA chief.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go Master Miller.
Tim. Going Master Miller.
Not
Tim,
on the list.
Master Miller is not on
Damn.
The list. Greg, you're our final guest for this one.
It's gonna be Raiden.
Greg says Raiden. Raiden is not on the list.
What?
I'll be honest.
I would have said Raiden and Liquid. I would have said those were your 2 final.
Yeah, Liquid
ones.
Was the one I was.
The remaining answers disappoint me as a host. Kind of the Kind of Funny audience, I think you're better than this. At 10 points, you would have guessed Big Boss. Big Boss. A character who was also Snake, who would be on the codec calls.
Did they?
You said all Snake or did you just say
I just
Snake?
Said Snake. I just said Snake. And so I'm
all the same. You're not. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Big Boss and Snake aren't usually talking on the fucking call.
Not often. Like Mei Ling talks to Snake way more often than Snake talks to Snake on the codec call. And then at 40
Snake only talks to Snake. Solid Snake talks to Big Boss at the grave in person, not on a codec call.
Well, did they ever talk to each other on like the original Metal Gear games, the NES ones?
Oh,
I feel like maybe
that's
there.
That's not what they're referencing.
That's not what this audience is referencing. They're just like, oh, Big Boss.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, Big Boss is in the game.
Maybe just name a character. Yeah.
40 points. Another one that disappointed me a bit. Ocelot.
Yeah.
Who, maybe in MGS5, you talked to Ocelot on the call, but that's
not
like
nearly as much as we just talked to the people we've just listed.
No. So with that, Tim got 50 points with Otacon, a.k.a. Octagon. Greg got 30 points with Colonel Campbell, and Andy got 20 points with Meryl. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, Tim is in the lead with 50 points. Greg is right behind him in second place with 30 points. And Andy is right behind him in last place with 20 points.
Thank you so much for that. I probably didn't need to ask because that was the first round, yeah. But that gave me time to record the scores down. As we go in to number two, if Super Smash Bros. Ultimate could add one more character, it should be this character. If Super Smash Bros. Ultimate could add one more character, it should be this character. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
I don't know where to go with this. I'm going to go with Goku.
Andy says Goku. That was one that I would have given when I was a kid, because that was all about, like, when I was playing N64 Smash, I was like, man, Goku would be perfect for this, not understanding the rules. Let me tell you, our audience doesn't understand the rules either, because that is our 20-point answer.
Only 20.
Wow.
Greg, we're on you.
I just think of, like, the run-up to all the rumor mills.
It's always Goku. Yeah. You're right, man. That was a good call.
You know what it'd say? Vulcan Raven.
Oh. Yeah, Wild Smash character. Can you imagine that trailer? Vulcan Raven.
Because it's that thing of, like, first off, I don't know what Nintendo character they're all clamoring for, but did they actually answer Nintendo characters? Or are they going to, you know what I mean? Like, and then you got Goku over there. You see, you feel the vibe.
You got this fucking out Goku.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
Ghostbuster, man.
Yeah, I wish, man. Come on. You're preaching to the choir on that one. Nathan Drake.
Greg says Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake is not on the list. Tim, my fucking...
Tim knows this.
I'm so in on this shit, so it's like I know the answers that people would give, but our audience, I don't know if they do. But I'm between two right now. I gotta go with the nerdy one that my heart knows is true, and that is Geno from Super Mario RPG.
He's going Geno. Geno from Super Mario RPG. Geno is not on the list.
Get educated, every single one of you.
You went too nerdy there. You went with the creative answer, though.
No, but I went with the one.
It's big nerd energy over here. He's got to prove that he's the biggest Smash Brothers swinging dick in the room.
Geno's the one that got away.
Believe it or not, they could walk in right now with a briefcase and say it's the Daily Double. Greg, is Geno a real character? I'm like, is everybody pranking me? I don't know.
I'll give it to you that Geno got a few write-ins.
Yeah, he should.
A few people did write in with Geno, but not enough to get on the top five list. Andy, if Super Smash Bros. Ultimate could add one more character, it should be this character.
He needs a weapon.
Damn it.
The Master Chief.
Andy's going Master Chief, and Andy, that is the correct answer. That's number one. That's going to get you 50 points, Andy.
Wow.
Greg Miller.
Kratos.
Greg says Kratos. Greg, Kratos will get you 10 points.
Oh, okay.
That was our fifth most popular answer.
What about The Rock?
Tim?
Tim's still going.
You're our final guest. Do you want to guess The Rock?
Well, you know, on the back of the instruction manual for the Japanese version of...
The PAL version.
Yeah.
I'm going.
The One-Eyed Turtle.
With Waluigi.
Tim?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Is going with Waluigi. Waluigi?
Oh.
We'll get you 30 points. Yeah, that was our third most popular answer.
The One-Eyed Turtle.
Fuck Waluigi's here. The One-Eyed Turtle.
People think it was a printing error on every third copy, but his name's actually Wonkles. Mario lore says he protects the cave.
The
cave behind the castle when I start laughing at myself.
I'm going to make a fucking fake SNES cover that's Wonkle the Turtle. Wonkle in the Cave of Wonders. Wonkle the Cave Protector.
The one you guys missed at 40 points is Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Utterly shocked and upset. Wow. Tim did not guess Crash Bandicoot.
And legitimately, right now, the Daily Double Case, Greg is Crash Bandicoot Smash. You're like, fuck.
I wrote in Grinch, not. Tim, just to let you know.
There were some Grinches in there.
Excellent answer.
With that, Andy got 50 points with Master Chief. Tim got 30 points with Waluigi. Andy got 20 points with Goku. And Greg got 10 points with Kratos. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in last place is the one and only Greg Miller with 40 points. In second place is Tim, motherfucking Damn Geddes, it. With 80 points. And right ahead of him, in first place, is the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez, with 90 points. It's still anybody's game.
As you go into number three, name a video game movie that's actually pretty good. Name a video game movie that is actually pretty good. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
World of Warcraft.
No, that's not that one of the answers.
It's a pretty not bad
movie. shit.
Not terrible.
Uncharted.
Duncan Jones.
Greg says Uncharted. Greg, that is our 30-point answer.
God damn, really?
I never saw it.
Next up, Tim Geddes.
It ain't great.
No.
Detective Pikachu.
Fuck!
Tim says Detective Pikachu. Tim, that is our 40-point answer. Andy Cortez.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Andy says Sonic the Hedgehog. Andy, that is our 50-point answer.
You know what? I respect it.
And that
I
will
can't even hate.
That will encompass.
I was shocked you didn't say that.
That will encompass both Sonic 1 Thank and you. 2.
I was like playing the game there. I'm like Sonic 2.
You want to give me? You want me to give you an answer?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Greg, it is on you. Are you going to take the advice of Andy Cortez?
It may be like kind of like Tim's like this is a creative answer, but I don't. You're right. Don't listen to me.
I don't know, honestly. I'm gonna stick to my guns. That it was a pretty okay movie. Is that what we're saying?
Not bad. Name a video game movie that's actually pretty good.
Pretty good. Fuck. I'm gonna say the Tomb Raider with Alicia.
Oh, Vikander.
Vikander. Vikander. Yeah. Greg says Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is not
no
on
way.
The list.
It ain't on a goddamn list.
Damn.
Tim Geddes.
Mortal Kombat, motherfucker.
Oh shit.
Tim says Mortal Kombat. Yes. Mortal Kombat is on the list. Now here's the thing. That is going to encompass both the 1995 movie and the 2021 movie because a lot of people just wrote in
they
saying
just wrote
Mortal
Kombat. Exactly.
And so.
Sometimes you roll those dice. Two good answers.
How many points was that, Bless?
That was 20 points. 20 points for Tim. So there's one option left. Andy Cortez, can you get it?
Silent Hill.
So you're gonna say
Andy
says
Silent
fire.
Hill. Andy, that is our 10-point answer.
Yeah.
Andy, try to give me that for the record. Congratulations, Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
Silent Hill, someone put on this list of not that bad.
Not bad movies. Not a bad movie.
Did he get that, or was that
another
one? He got one. Yeah, he got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So with that,
I thought that was like your third pick. I thought we had,
honestly, me too.
I was like, why'd you give me one if you?
when Blessy came back around, to me, I was like, oh shit, I still got.
Yeah,
remember, still
you
got
went
pick.
Last because you're the highest here so far. So with that, Andy got 10 points to Silent Hill. Tim got 20 with Mortal Kombat. Greg got 30 with Uncharted. Tim got 40 with Detective Pikachu. Andy got 50 with Sonic the Hedgehog. Barrett.
I am shocked at Silent Hill being there over Tomb Raider. That makes sense.
And World of Warcraft, for that matter. That movie was fine.
World of Warcraft, not bad.
Not bad.
It's fine. Give it a watch.
Greg is still in third place with 70 points.
Fair bedroom curse.
In second place, Tim, motherfucking Geddes, with 140 points. And that leaves the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez, in first place with 150 points.
It's close.
Still. Either
that's
Tim
way
or
too
Annie's
close.
Game here.
I don't like that. That's
bring me the daily
close.
Double.
It's Crash and Smash. I don't know.
In Wonkles first.
Number was Wonkles first foe.
Number four, name a game you can finish in under 3 hours. Name a game you can finish in under 3 hours. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Oh, man.
This is hard.
Well, this is like my fucking shit, but now I got to get out of the Greg Miller mindset, right, and bring you a game that isn't just fucking me.
Yep.
But that's tough. Because you're not just in that indie pool, right? That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But I think that one indie pool game, Greg, kind of goes beyond you. It goes beyond you.
Beyond.
But are we talking about the same one? The one that I was talking
about? Oh, 100%.
Gone Home. I've talked enough about that this audience should know it's short.
Greg says Gone Home. Greg, that is our second most popular
thank
answer.
You.
That's going to get you 40 points.
Barrett, thank you for making me believe in myself.
You're welcome, Greg.
Next up, we got Tim. Do you believe in yourself?
You know, at the end of the day, I believe I'm about what's inside.
At the end of the day.
And I'm going with Inside.
Tim says Inside. Tim, Inside.
Not.
Is our third most popular answer. That's going to get you 30 points.
You can beat that game that fast?
Oh, yeah. It's a very short game.
You guys are good.
Yeah. If you play Inside, you should play Inside. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I played. Well, yeah.
How I long? Just, it took you like 8 hours? What are you doing in there?
5 or 6? I don't remember. I guess I don't remember. I don't think of Inside as like, that's a short-ass game you can beat super fast. Mm. But
Andy,
I changed my way of thinking now.
Andy Cortez.
Tim just snapped his fingers. I don't know why.
I got a good one.
He's got a good one. I don't think I've got a good one. I don't think I have one. I'm going to go with one that's like on the limb that I just don't it's not going to be on there, so just tell me, Bless.
Yeah,
just,
here.
Like, say no. Don't Breath of the Wild.
Andy says Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is not on the list.
Are we just talking about games where you can just, like, we can just glitch out? Watch out!
$1 for you to play better.
I'm winning.
I'm going to do the same thing where it's not on the list, but it's in my head, and I just got to get it out. Florence.
Greg says Florence. Florence is not on the list.
You can take the dollar back, Nick. Yeah, there you go.
Tim, we're back to you.
I'm going to go with Portal.
Tim is going with Portal. Portal is our fourth most popular answer.
Fuck, he's killing it right now.
I don't even think of these. I don't think of these games as short.
Me either.
Yeah, Portal, short game.
You can replay that in like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's not what my narrative of what Portal is, right? I think of the puzzles, and I think I'm not like, oh, short game.
Yeah.
Andy, you're our final guest.
Fuck, dude.
Skyrim.
I just did this recently, but it's not going to be on the list. Metal Hellsinger.
Andy says Metal Hellsinger.
No way.
You can finish that game that fast?
Yeah. Popped
off. Ooh, I need to finish it. Metal Hellsinger, not on the list.
You said you're going out on a limb, and I thought you were going to say
Limbo?
That's what I thought you were going to do, but you didn't.
Limbo would have been a short game either.
Not on the... No, it's like the same length as Inside.
I'm just really bad at knowing the length of games.
At 10 points, you would have guessed Stray. A lot of people wrote it with Stray.
Well, that is a trophy. Yeah,
Recency.
Yeah,
that is a trophy. Yeah.
At 50 points, Journey.
Journey. Journey was the first one to pop into my mind, and then I got all in it.
To your Breath of the Wild answer, quite a few people wrote in saying Far Cry 6 or Far Cry. Whichever Far Cry.
Far Cry 4.
Yeah,
I think it was Ming,
yeah, a lot of people said 4. So with that, Greg got 40 points with Gone Home. Tim got 30 points with Inside. Tim got 20 points with Inside. Barrett, where's our score?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Greg Miller is still in third place with 110 points. Catching up a little bit. Now, in second place, we've got Tim. No, I'm just kidding. Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 150 points. And in the lead is Tim motherfucking Geddes pulling away, pulling ahead with 190 points. It all comes down to this.
You said Andy had 150.
Yeah.
Correct.
It all comes down to this. Can Andy hold on to that number one spot? Or are you going to lose to Tim Geddes? Or is Greg Miller somehow going to just climb up the ranks?
Iron Man card, double all my points.
Yeah. Yes. Hit the Iron Man card is so good.
Yeah.
Number five, name a game that lets you go fishing. Name a game that lets you go fishing. Greg Miller.
Animal Crossing.
Greg says Animal Crossing. Greg, that was our number one answer. That's going to keep you.
I was
going to
say everybody's golf.
You still good?
Andy, you're up next.
Stardew Valley.
Andy says Stardew Valley. Andy, that is our 40-point answer. Tim Geddes.
Pokemon.
Tim says Pokemon. Tim, Pokemon is not on the list.
Literally get fucked.
Greg Miller, we're back to you. Man.
For reals?
This game is neck and neck now.
What about the
old rods? Andy and Tim are tied
rods.
Right now.
The good rods. The great rods.
Literally get fucked. You said Stardew?
Yeah.
Andy said Stardew. Greg said Animal Crossing. There are three options left for 10, 20, and 30 points.
I mean.
Literally get fucked. I'm kind of lost too, Greg. Your hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you very much. I've been getting in early because all the stuff we've been filming that's off the record, and then like I've been showering at night.
It's this angle right here. It's really good.
Sure.
Good stuff happening there.
Greg, just so you know, if you can get the highest option, I believe that'll tie you at first
place. It's the fact that you didn't say it makes me think I'm wrong, but I gotta just go big and say Zelda.
Damn
like,
it.
Yeah, right?
Do you have a specific iteration? You're gonna have to give me a specific.
Breath of the Wild?
Greg says Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild? Not on the list.
Shit, fuck, sorry.
We're back to Andy Cortez. This is your chance to win it all.
Link's Awakening.
Andy says Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening is not on the list. Tim Geddes, can you secure victory? Name a game that lets you go fishing.
Twilight Princess.
Tim says Twilight Princess. Twilight Princess is not on the list.
Is it the cel-shaded GameCube Wind Waker? Could you fish in Wind Waker? I remember fishing in a fucking Zelda game.
What about my? Well, you can fish in Link's Awakening.
With that, Greg got 50 points with Animal Crossing, which brings him to 160. Andy got 40 points in Stardew Valley, which ties him up with Tim at 190. We still have a tiebreaker. I'm going to give you guys... Actually, no, I'm going to make the decision. Because I think this is still a pretty fun round here. So I'm going to give you guys another rotation of guesses
Wow.
Me too?
I'm going to... Yes, you too, Greg.
Wow.
I'm going to give you another...
Okay.
All three of you another round
well
of guesses
with
here.
The comeback.
Wowee.
Wowie hot dog.
Wowie hot dog. I need a reminder of the order. Was it Greg, Andy, Tim, or Greg, Tim, Andy?
Greg, Andy, Tim. Because Tim was in the lead from that pop-off round.
Greg, Andy, Tim. Okay, cool. So let's start with Greg. Greg, name a game that lets you go fishing.
Doing the same round of the same question.
The same question.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, you have three options left. 30, 20, and 10.
We didn't get the Zelda one, right? Nobody nailed that? We didn't nail no Zelda on the list? No Zelda's been put on the list yet.
No Zelda on the list. There might not be a Zelda on the list.
Yeah.
We might have been led astray, Greg.
Yeah. Well, I definitely...
Stray was from a different question.
I mean, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, right? That was when I was yelling about wasn't on, nobody said and wasn't on the list.
Wind Waker is not on the list. All
right, thank you. I can picture this little fuck in his little tunic fucking fishing.
Andy, I believe it is on you. Name a game that lets you go fishing.
You already said one. You said one out of turn. Say the one out of turn.
I said one out of turn?
Yeah, let's go.
No, that's not going to be in there. Bass Pro Fishing.
Dude, excellent fucking answer. I was thinking about it.
Oh, I kept saying, I kept going PGA fishing. Like, that's not it. I know.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Andy says Bass Pro Fishing. Bass Pro Fishing, not off.
I thought that was going to be good.
Tim,
I thought it was going to be good.
For victory, can you guess one of the three that are on the list?
Yes, I can. And the answer is Harvest Moon.
Tim says Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon is not on the list.
I didn't know if there's fishing.
Come on.
No, there definitely is. I just think Harvest Moon's big enough to get you out there. What do you got?
What do you got?
Give us a new question. One more time. Let's keep fishing. Like, Jesus.
The other
wait,
tiebreaker.
Can I guess? Because it's been screaming.
The other tiebreaker I have here is like to go back to the name of game you can finish in under 3 hours and see if you guys can nail a sixth option.
Mm.
Or I can give you guys another rotation of the fishing question.
Give me a rotation.
We're rotating, okay. Baby.
We're going to rotate back.
I can't believe Bass Pro Fishing wasn't on there.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Greg, you can choose to abstain because I don't know if you're going to win based off your guess
at this
here.
Point. Yeah.
You can only tie, which I guess is an option. But name a game that lets you go fishing. Another rotation. Greg, do you want to give another
Everybody's
try?
Golf.
Greg says Everybody's Golf, not on the list.
Thank you.
Andy.
Minecraft.
Andy says Minecraft, not on the list. Tim.
Final Fantasy 15.
Thank
Tim,
you.
That is our 30-point answer. You have won this edition.
I hated fishing in that game.
Final Fantasy 15 was a 30-point answer. For 20 points, we would have guessed Red Dead Redemption 2. And for 10 points, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
We would have got there.
You would have got there eventually. Congratulations, Tim. You are our new reigning
champ.
Great job,
Let's
Tim.
Go.
God
damn.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of your fan favorite. So next time, I've been blessed. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. It's been our pleasure to serve you.